everyone, and welcome to the All It Takes to Goal podcast. If you're new around here, I'm a late bloomer who discovered the power of goals in his mid-30s. Now I'm on a furious mission to create the accelerators I wish I had in my 20s. I'm your host, John Acuff, and today we're talking about how to stay motivated all year long. You ever feel like you lose your motivation? Like the passion dies, the spark goes out, maybe even in January. Like you don't even make it past January. Like, ugh, this is boring. I've lost my motivation. If that's ever happened to you, it's happened to me too. We're going to change that. You're going to love this episode. But first, a quick word from the sponsor of today's episode. Hey, this is John Acuff, and I am doing a free three-day live event on January 3rd, 4th, and 5th. It's called the Fail Proof Resolutions Challenge, and it is the perfect kickoff to your new year. I'll be teaching for 3 days in a row, and here's what you'll learn. Day one, we'll create and prioritize a massive list of goals together. Did you notice that last word, prioritize? That's a critical one if you want to win all your goals this year. On day two, we'll turn your goals into a checklist so you can actually accomplish them. And on day three, we'll outline the 5 levels of success you want to hit with your goals. Sign up is free. And if you can't attend live because you have like your own life and taxes and kids and a bunch of stuff going on in January, no worries. We'll send you the video replay so you can watch on your own time. If you want this year to be different than last year, if you want to write that book, declutter that garage, pay off that debt, lose that weight, learn that language, whatever you want to accomplish, this is for you. Don't miss it. 100% free and 100% awesome. Sign up at johnacuff.com/challenge. That's johnacuff.com/challenge. All right, let's jump into today's episode. I'm trying something new for those wicked busy people out there. So I'm about to give you a 30-second version of this entire podcast, just in case you're walking into your office, you got a big meeting, your kids are having like a no-nap meltdown, you just finished your time on the treadmill, and you've got to go get ready for work. 30 seconds, here you go. You ready? You will lose your motivation. The middle of every goal is boring and difficult. In those moments, you can't wait for motivation. You have to bring your own hype by doing 3 specific things. Number one, make a list of your motivations. Number two, review it regularly. And number three, add to it often. That's the 30-second version. Now, do you have some time for the full episode? Awesome. Me too. I've got time. Let's do it. Full episode. So I want to start with some terrible news. I've got some terrible news for you. I saved it until this moment because I didn't want to bum you out right out of the gate. Like the first part of this podcast was pretty positive. It's very upbeat, but here's the terrible news. You will lose your motivation in 2024. I know. Not fun, but very true. You might even lose it the second week of January. I'd love to say that you'll be super hyped for your goals like all the way until June, but then you'll hit the summer doldrums and you'll need to rally. But that's not what the research says at all. For instance, Strava, one of the largest fitness tracking apps in the world, studied 800 million athletic activities to determine what day people quit their goals. Can you guess what day people lose their motivation, run out of steam, and give up on their goals? The second Friday of January. It's true. Strava calls that day Quitter's Day. Most New Year's resolutions don't even make it out of January. That's why I often say people don't make New Year's resolutions. They make January resolutions. February is like the elephant graveyard of resolutions. The biggest issue with motivation is that we're surprised we lose it. Here's how it usually happens. Like this is how I see it break down for people. You're moving along. You're making progress. You're inspired. You're headed toward your goal. And then one day you wake up and the motivation is just gone. Like you knock on the inspiration tank and you find that it's empty. All your excitement for your goal has skedaddled. I love that word. Is that a great word? Skedaddle? It's fantastic. The problem is in that moment, we tend to think things like, I must have picked the wrong goal, or I failed, or we think something really destructive to our progress. We say this, if I pick a new goal, I'll feel motivated again. I heard an old school motivational guy named Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N, say that a lot of people are good at building the foundation for a house. They dig deep, they pour the concrete, they lay the footers, but then they lose their motivation and think, huh, I should build a different house. So they jump to another goal, build another foundation, and have the same thing happen again. They look up 10 years later and they have a field full of amazing foundations, but no roof over their heads. Any fellow goal jumpers listening today? Anybody else have half-written books, half-started businesses, half-decluttered garages, or half-started workout plans? Yeah, me too. The way you and I are going to prevent that from happening is that we're going to remove the sting of surprise. That's how discouragement gets you, by the way. It surprises you. It shows up unannounced and unexpected and sucker punches you. Let's stop that from wrecking our goals by knowing what's going to happen up front. Here's what you can be certain of. The middle of every goal is boring. It's true. It is. The middle is boring. You can also count on this. Motivation is flighty. It is going to abandon you. It will. It gets real skittish, especially when work shows up. And finally, at some point, possibly soon, you will think, this goal is dumb. This goal is so dumb. It's not even that we'll lose our spark. At some point, we'll think, why did I even do this? I've run a dozen half marathons, and every time I get to a mile 11, every time I think, why do people keep letting me sign up for these dumb things? Oh, I hate this. And then when I'm driving home with my medal and my buckets of endorphins, I think, oh, I'm signing up for another one. Let's go. Let's do another one. So your motivation is going to disappear during your goal unless you hold on to it. So how do you do that? Three steps. Number one, make a list of your motivations. Number two, review it regularly. And number three, add to it often. This is as simple as it sounds. Before you start a goal, sit down and ask yourself one question. What motivates me? Ask that question. What motivates me? Have you ever done that? Most people haven't. I'm talking about you, a coffee if you choose, a piece of paper, and that one question. What motivates me? The only rule for this exercise is please be honest. Please be honest. False nobility won't get us out of the comfort zone. It won't. I see this with fellow authors all the time. So what happens is when their book is about to launch, they'll say, you know, John, if only one life is changed by my book, it was all worth it. It was all worth it. To which I say, no, it wasn't. That's not even a little true. Books are hard to write. The steps are simple, but the work is challenging. It takes 1,000 hours of wrestling with your ego. You have to wrestle. It is a fight. You also have to deal with your expectations and your fear that maybe at AngryDragonAllen287 on Twitter was right. You are an idiot. Books are too hard to write to just help one person. If that's your goal, dude, spend 30 minutes writing a friend an email instead. That's way easier. If you're going to go to all the trouble of writing a whole book, the win should be a lot bigger. You should want 100,000 people to buy it. You should want it to hit the New York Times bestsellers list. You should want to make money from it. You should want strangers to stop you in the street and tell you how much your work changed their lives. You should want it to impact people around the world. I've experienced all of those things, and they're all really fun. Writers say, if only one life is changed by my book, it was all worth it. Because we're afraid it won't sell, and we're scared of looking selfish with our goal. So instead, we create fake desires that we think are socially acceptable and will shield us from future disappointment. But here's what I know. Fake desires will never trick you out of a real comfort zone. Fake desires will never trick you out of a real comfort zone. False fuel won't give you the drive you need to keep going. It's like putting diesel in a Ferrari and then wondering why it won't run. I did this exercise recently, and I came up with a list for myself, a list of what motivated me. And I ended up with 27 different forms of motivation. Here are three examples of what I wrote down. Number one, positive audio content. Do you know what I listen to when I drive to get my hair cut? Do you know what I listen to when I go for a run? Do you know what I listen to when I work out with weights? Do you know what I listen to when I put away the laundry? Do you know what I listen to when I walk through the airport and wait for a flight? Positive audio content. I listen to audiobooks, podcasts, speeches, and uplifting music. And I do that because in order to stay motivated, I don't starve my doubts. I drown them in positivity. You see, I am a very cynical person. I am negative by nature. I have a pessimistic personality. So what happened? Why did I change that? Well, I learned a really powerful lesson in my mid-30s. Here's what I learned. Positivity has a better ROI than negativity. the return on investment, the results you get is so much better with positivity than it is with negativity. It's just so much more enjoyable. So I spent years learning how to practice positivity. And one way I do that is by listening to positivity for hours and hours every week. If you're a naturally negative person like me, you should check out the Guaranteed Goals community. It's an online community where I teach a lot of the ideas like this of how do you practice positivity. If you're curious about that, it's just johnacuff.com/goals, johnacuff.com/goals. Most people don't practice positivity. Most people practice chaos, stress, negativity, and fear. Sometimes people will tell me they're negative and feel stressed out. And I'll say, okay, well, walk me through your day and tell me about how your day is. And they'll say, well, John, I start the day by looking through Twitter to see what those idiots who vote differently than me did last night. Then I'll listen to a political radio show on the way to work where people scream their opinion. At work, I'll try to make it through the day with a few of my friends who hate their job too. On the way home from work, I'll listen to a podcast about an unsolved, incredibly brutal crime. I'll argue with strangers on Facebook and then fight with people who actually live in my neighborhood on Nextdoor. Those stupid people who like the Coyotes. Then I scroll through Instagram for a while and end the day by watching a documentary on Netflix called People Who Look Like Me Getting Murdered. It's so weird, John, that I feel negative all the time. It's not. It's not weird. You practiced stress all day long. I do the opposite. I stay motivated by practicing motivation all day. The second way I stay motivated is with community. Here's a simple truth I know about myself. I can't goal it alone. You see what I did there? It's a play on words. Nice, right? Let's do that again because it's fun. I can't goal it alone. It's true. Big goals take big communities. The one-man wolf pack is a lie. The stronger my community, the stronger my performance. That's one of the reasons I love the Guaranteed Goals community. I can get motivated by an audiobook or a podcast. I can get educated by a great YouTube clip. I can get inspired by a speech. But do you know what content can never do? Content can't ask me an insightful question about my exact life. Content can't follow up with me. Content can't hold me accountable. Content can't encourage me directly or personally. Content is a one-way street. Community goes both ways. I need my neighbor, Bill Bunton, to ask me questions about goals. I need GN to hold me accountable on a goal I said I'd work on. I need hundreds of people cheering me on who saw my goals in January, encouraged me about them in May, and celebrated with me in December. I don't know about you, but I don't have a ton of people I can celebrate wins with. And to have that group of people on my side is amazing. All the best books on my shelf can't do that. Only community can. So it's on my list of things that motivates me. And it's why I know that your goals will be more successful inside a community like the Guaranteed Goals community. Again, if you're curious, it's just johnacuff.com/goals. Those are two of my motivations. And the third motivation that really helps me are soundtracks. I've been very deliberate over the last 2 years to have positive soundtracks that I repeat to myself, that I read often. And soundtracks started with me writing a book called Soundtracks, which is about mindset. I had a really negative mindset, and I had to learn to replace those negative thoughts with positive thoughts. So I've got a wall that I sit next to in my office, and there's a huge piece of paper on that wall, and I'm looking at it right now, and there are 70 different soundtracks I've written up there. 70 different soundtracks. So like one of them, number 42, regret has a longer shelf life than fear. Regret has a longer shelf life than fear. That's up there to remind me there's going to be times when I'm afraid to do something. But if I'll push through that momentary fear, if I'll push through it, then I'll get something. I'll get the experience of trying it. It might not work, but I'll get the lesson of trying it. And I won't have to deal with long-term regret. Fear is pretty temporary. Regret has a long, long shelf life. Another one up there is pine or plan. Pine or plan, what does that mean? Well, during 2020, when every live event I had scheduled got canceled, I was really frustrated. I was really disappointed by that. And that was appropriate. And I had to process that. But I had to come to a point where I had to put the grumpiness aside and make a choice. I can pine. I could wish the old days were here. I could be mad that they're not. I could be frustrated. I could be grumpy. I could do all that. I could pine or I could plan. I could say, I better start some new stuff. I better figure out some new things for my business. I better launch a podcast. I better start doing challenges. I better really lean into that. So I've deliberately collected soundtracks over the last 2 years. And every time I hear a new one, whether it's something I thought of, whether it's an inspiring song lyric, whether it's something a friend said, I put it on my wall. I collect them because I don't hope I'm positive. I have to practice it. And soundtracks are another one of those ways that helps me stay motivated. And those are three of my motivations, but I wrote down a lot more than that. I have 27 right now. That's the first kind of big step to staying motivated all year, is that you want to have a lot that you do. Now, the second step is that you review your list regularly. You come up with a list. First step, come up with a big list and then review it regularly. After you write down your motivation list, don't put it in a drawer. Don't bury it deep in a notebook. Don't lose it inside your laptop. Make it your screensaver on your phone. Print it out. Put it on the fridge. I personally have two pieces of paper hung up on my wall. I mentioned that I've got soundtracks, but I've also have a list of motivations. You see, I lose motivation every day, and I have to remind myself of why I'm doing all this hard work. I review my motivation list every morning as part of my routine. It takes about 90 seconds, but man, does it pay massive dividends. I also have it in my phone in a Google Doc so that if I'm away from home, I still have access to it. I mean, just imagine this. Imagine if the next time you're on a business trip and your flight got delayed or even canceled, before you erupted in anger or rolled around in self-pity, you took out your motivation list and reminded yourself why you're on that trip in the first place. When the going gets tough this year, and it always does, you'll be so glad you did this activity. You'll be so glad you did this in December. The third step with your motivation list is add to it often. Where does it say you should only think about motivation in December or January? When you review your list, you will find new ways to stay motivated. A motivation list is like a bunch of rabbits. When you've got your motivations all together, they tend to multiply. Throughout the year, as you learn new ideas about yourself, find new friends who encourage you, or discover a song that fires you up, add it to the list. I have specific songs on my list. One of them that I've been using at the end of my workouts is Busy Child by The Crystal Method. Do you remember that song? I forgot about that song for like 15 years, and then I heard it in a commercial, I think, and I was like, oh yeah. That's the jam. Let's add that. Have fun with your list and get ready for some wild results. If you practice something all year, you'll be amazing at it by the end of the year. That's just how life works. This episode was a little longer than normal, so let's do a quick recap. Let's jump back with a quick recap. The three steps to stay motivated all year long are, number one, make a list of your motivations. Remember that question? What motivates me? Ask that. Write them down. Number two, review it regularly. Keep it somewhere you'll see. Don't hide it in a drawer. Don't put it deep in a notebook. Put it somewhere you'll see. And number three, add to it often. That's how you stay motivated all year long. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We'll put all the links in the show notes as always. And thank you for reviewing my podcast. The reviews you write are super encouraging. Here's one that I saw recently. John makes it easy to apply his action steps to any goals. As a stay-at-home mom, most of my goals are around my home, but I can still find takeaways from every podcast, and it's easy bite-sized episodes that I can listen to while my little naps, which is amazing. So here's a mom. She's got a little kid, and she can listen at a nap. Awesome. I'll keep these episodes short because I know I like short, action-packed podcasts, and I'm glad you do too. Thank you for writing that. Make sure you subscribe or follow or whatever it is the kids are saying these days, and please write a review. I'll see you next week. And remember, all it takes is a goal.
Thanks for listening. To learn more about the All It Takes Is a Goal podcast and to get access to today's show notes and exclusive content from John Acuff, visit acuff.me/podcast. Thanks again for joining us. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode of the All It Takes Is a Goal podcast.